India is marking its 70th Independence Day on August the 15th in commemoration of the day in 1947 when what was British Indian Empire was partitioned into two newly independent states, Hindu-dominated India and Muslim-dominated Pakistan. Pakistan celebrates its Independence Day earlier on August the 14th. The boundary lines between the two nations, hastily drawn up just weeks before, were not made public until 2 days later. Muslims and Hindus on the wrong sides of the divide suddenly felt themselves in enemy land, especially in divided Punjab and Bengal. This triggered a panicked and chaotic mass migration, one of the largest history has witnessed outside war and famine, that resulted in a massive loss of life on both sides. No one knows the exact number, but it is estimated between 500,000 to 1,000,000 people were killed. Tens of thousands of women were raped and abducted, and about 12 million people became refugees. This year, India and Pakistan are marking 70 years of their freedom and partition, the legacy of which still continues to affect the lives of millions. The two neighbors have not only fought three wars and built up their armies, but have also developed nuclear weapons. According to some, they even fought a fourth war, although their 1999 clash was without a formal declaration of war. A common denominator in this majority Hindu-Muslim issue between India and Pakistan has been the other minority religious groups who are on both sides of the divide. Among them are Christians, some 28 million of whom are in India. Of these, 19.9 million are Catholics, or about 1.5% of India's some 1.3 billion population. As India turns 70 on August the 15th, we called Bishop Theodore Mascarenhas, the Secretary General of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, to know about what Catholics feel about the nation. Speaking on his mobile phone from India, Bishop Mascarenhas briefly expressed the hopes and aspirations of the Catholic Church of India.
First and foremost, we are very grateful to this great country, its civilization, and its very tolerant communities for the space they have given the Catholic Church and the Catholic community in the past 70 years. Our hopes and aspirations for this country are that this tolerant spirit, peace and traditional harmony that we have been enjoying continues, so that we can continue contributing to nation building and to the good of this country. We also hope and pray that this country might go forward with sustainable development for all its people, taking in the poor, the marginalized, the tribals, the Dalits, and the poor with whom our hearts always are, as Catholics and as the Catholic Church.